right. So today we're gonna really do a deep dive into this thing that you've probably been hearing a lot about, Salesforce Data Cloud. And maybe you've seen some ads or just caught a few buzzwords, but you haven't really had the time to figure out like what it's all about.
Right.
So consider this your crash course. Especially if you're thinking like, okay, is this just like a tech thing? Or does this actually like matter to my business?
That's a great question. And I think you're right to be curious.
Yeah.
I think the truth is that Salesforce Data Cloud is trying to solve a problem that almost every business faces today. Yeah. And I bet you've experienced it as a customer too.
Oh, I definitely have.
Yeah.
I'm picturing those moments where I'm like talking to a customer service rep.
Yep.
And it feels like they have no idea who I am, even though I've been a loyal customer for years.
Exactly. And from the business side, it's incredibly frustrating. You know, you have tons of data about your customers,
right?
Sales records, website activity, email interactions, but it's all over the place. Yeah. It's like having this giant jigsaw puzzle where all the pieces are scattered across the floor.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Data fragmentation.
Mm-hmm.
But how does Salesforce Data Cloud actually like put those pieces together?
Think of it as a super smart assistant, which is actually how one of our sources describes it.
Yeah.
Data Cloud pulls all of that scattered data from your CRM, marketing platforms, even social media, and it brings it all into one central hub.
Okay.
This creates a single unified profile for each customer.
So instead of having like a bunch of separate files or entries for Sarah, for example, you have one complete picture of Sarah's interactions with your business.
Precisely. You see her purchase history, her website, browsing, her email engagement, even what she's saying about your brand on social media.
Okay. I'm starting to see how powerful that could be.
Yeah.
But let's break it down a bit further. Like, what are the specific ways this unified data actually helps businesses?
It really boils down to three main advantages.
Okay.
First, it gives you real-time insights. Instead of waiting for like weekly or monthly reports, you can see what's happening with your customers right now.
Okay.
Imagine being able to spot a sudden surge in interest for a particular product or a spike in negative feedback on a new feature.
Wow. Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
Being able to react quickly like that could be a real game changer.
Absolutely. And that leads to the second advantage, personalization. With this complete view of each customer, you can tailor your interactions to their specific needs and preferences.
Okay.
No more generic marketing blasts or one-size-fits-all offers.
So instead of just blasting everyone on my email list with the same promotion, I could segment my audience based on their past purchases interests or even their location and send them like highly targeted messages that are actually relevant to them.
Exactly. And that kind of personalization leads to happier customers, increased engagement, and ultimately more sales.
Okay. I'm sold on the benefits, but I have to admit I'm still a bit fuzzy on how this data unification magic actually happens.
Okay.
Walk me through it like I'm five.
I like that challenge. Imagine a pipeline carrying data from all those different sources we talked about.
Okay.
That's the first step, data collection.
Got it.
Then comes harmonization, which is basically cleaning and standardizing the data so it all speaks the same language.
Okay.
Think of it like translating different currencies into a single unit so you can actually compare them.
So you're making sure that a date from your CRM looks the same as a date from your e-commerce platform.
Right.
Even if they were originally recorded in different formats.
Exactly. And once the data is cleaned and consistent, it's ready for the final step, unification.
Okay.
This is where Data Cloud uses unique identifiers like an email address or a customer ID to match up all the pieces of information related to a single customer, creating that unified profile we've been talking about.
Okay, so it's like Data Cloud is this master puzzle solver, taking all those scattered pieces, making sure they fit together, and then revealing the complete picture.
That's a great way to put it. And that complete picture is what allows businesses to gain those powerful insights and deliver those personalized experiences we discussed earlier.
This is making a lot of sense, but I'm sure our listeners are wondering about the practical side of things.
Yeah.
What are some of the key features and benefits they should look for, even if they're not like data scientists?
That's a really important point. One of the things that makes Data Cloud so appealing is that it's designed to be user-friendly, even for those who aren't tech experts.
Right.
The unified customer profiles themselves are very visual and intuitive.
Uh-huh.
Imagine a dashboard where you can instantly see a customer's key information, their contact details, recent purchases, website activity, all in one place.
So no more digging through multiple systems and spreadsheets to get a complete picture of a customer.
Exactly. And another key feature is real-time integration. This means that the data in those profiles is constantly being updated. You're not looking at outdated information.
Okay.
Imagine being able to see a customer's latest purchase or website visit as it happens.
Wow.
That kind of immediacy can be incredibly powerful.
Yeah, it's like having a live feed of your customer's activity rather than a static snapshot.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be a huge advantage for businesses trying to stay agile and responsive.
Absolutely. And one more feature that's particularly exciting, even for beginners, is the use of AI-powered insights.
Okay.
DataCloud doesn't just collect and unify data. It actually helps you understand what it all means.
So it's not just about having a mountain of data. It's about being able to extract valuable insights from it.
Exactly. The system can actually analyze patterns and predict customer behavior, which can be incredibly valuable for things like marketing segmentation, product development, and even customer service.
So instead of just seeing that Sarah bought a pair of shoes, DataCloud might be able to predict that she's likely to be interested in a new handbag based on her browsing history and past purchases.
Precisely. And that level of predictive insight can be a real game changer for businesses looking to stay ahead of the curve.
Okay, so we've talked about the problem of fragmented data, how DataCloud solves it, and even some of the key features and benefits.
Right.
But before we move on, I think it's important to connect this back to our listeners' own experiences.
I agree. It's easy to get caught up in the technical details.
Yeah.
But ultimately, DataCloud is about creating better experiences for both businesses and customers.
And I think that's what makes this so fascinating.
Yeah.
We've all been on both sides of this equation.
Mm.
We've been the frustrated customer who feels like a number.
Yeah.
And we've probably interacted with businesses that just didn't seem to get us.
Yeah, hit the nail on the head. What's intriguing here is that DataCloud has the potential to bridge that gap.
Yeah.
It can help businesses treat their customers like individuals, not just data points.
That's a powerful thought. And it makes me wonder, as customers, what kind of personalized experiences do we actually want?
Hmm.
Are we comfortable with businesses knowing so much about us, even if it means getting more relevant offers or recommendations?
Yeah.
That's a question I'm going to be pondering as we continue this deep dive.
It's a great question and one that deserves further exploration.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be talking more about how businesses can actually implement DataCloud.
Sounds good. Welcome back to our deep dive into Salesforce DataCloud.
Yeah, we're picking up right where we left off, exploring how DataCloud can help businesses create those personalized experiences we were just talking about.
And what's so fascinating is that it's not just about like sending the right email at the right time.
Mm.
DataCloud can actually help you personalize every touch point a customer has with your business, from their first visit to your website to their interactions with your customer service team.
So it's about creating a seamless experience across all channels.
Exactly. Imagine a customer browsing your website, adding items to their cart.
Yeah.
But then abandoning it.
Okay.
With DataCloud, you can trigger a personalized email reminding them of those items and offering a small incentive to complete the purchase.
Okay. That's a much smarter approach than just sending a generic abandoned cart email to everyone.
Absolutely. And it's not just about reacting to customer behavior.
Okay.
DataCloud can also help you proactively anticipate their needs. Let's say a customer has purchased baby products in the past. As they approach their child's first birthday, you could send them a targeted email with personalized gift recommendations.
Oh, wow. That would make me feel like the business really understands me and my family.
Exactly. And that's the power of data-driven personalization.
Yeah.
It's about moving beyond generic marketing blasts.
Right.
And creating experiences that are truly meaningful and relevant.
Okay. I'm convinced. Let's say I'm a business owner who's ready to implement DataCloud.
Mm-hmm.
What are like the first steps I need to take?
Well, the first step is to assess your current data landscape.
Okay.
Where is all your customer information stored? Do you have a CRM system, marketing automation tools, e-commerce platforms?
Better make a list of all the places where customer data is hiding.
Exactly. Once you have a clear picture of your data sources, you need to figure out how to connect them to DataCloud.
Okay.
This is where things can get a bit technical.
Right.
But Salesforce offers a variety of integration options.
So depending on my technical capabilities
mm-hmm.
and the complexity of my systems, I can choose the approach that works best for me.
Precisely. Salesforce has pre-built connectors for many popular applications, which makes the integration process much simpler.
Right.
And for more custom solutions, they have a robust API that allows developers to connect virtually any system.
Okay, so once my data is flowing into Data Cloud, what happens next?
That's where data modeling comes in. This is the process of defining how you want to organize and structure your customer data within Data Cloud.
Okay.
You'll decide which attributes are most important to track how you want to group your customers and what kind of relationships you want to establish between different data points.
So it's like creating a custom blueprint for my customer data.
That's a great analogy. Data modeling is crucial because it ensures that your data is organized in a way that makes sense for your business and allows you to extract meaningful insights.
And I'm guessing this is where Salesforce's expertise really comes into play.
Absolutely. Salesforce has years of experience helping businesses model their data effectively.
Right.
They have best practices templates and even dedicated consultants who can guide you through the process.
That's reassuring to know, especially for businesses that might not have a lot of in-house data expertise.
Exactly. Now, once your data is modeled, the real fun begins.
Okay.
You can start exploring your data running reports and uncovering those golden insights that can help you improve your business.
So I can finally start answering those burning questions about my customers, who they are, what they want, and how I can best serve them.
Precisely. And the beauty of Data Cloud is that it provides a suite of powerful tools for data exploration, visualization, and analysis.
Okay.
You can segment your customers, create custom dashboards, and even use AI-powered insights to predict future behavior.
It's like having a crystal ball that shows you what your customers are likely to do next.
That's a great way to put it. And those insights can inform every aspect of your business, from marketing and sales to customer service and product development.
Okay, so we've talked about the steps involved in implementing Data Cloud, but I think it's important to acknowledge that this is a journey, not a destination.
Absolutely. Implementing Data Cloud is not a one-time project.
Good.
It's an ongoing process of learning, refining, and adapting.
So it's not like flipping a switch and suddenly having perfect customer data.
Not at all. You'll need to continually evaluate your data models, adjust your integrations, and explore new ways to analyze your data as your business evolves and your understanding of your customers deepens.
So it's about embracing the iterative nature of data management.
Exactly. And that's actually one of the most exciting aspects of it.
Yeah.
As you gather more data and refine your approach, the insights you uncover become even more powerful, leading to a virtuous cycle of continuous improvement.
It's like a snowball effect.
Yeah.
The more you use Data Cloud, the more valuable it becomes.
Precisely. And that's why Data Cloud is such a game changer.
Yeah.
It empowers businesses to break down data silos, unlock the true potential of their customer data, and create experiences that are both personalized and profitable.
Now, as we're talking about all this amazing potential, I think it's important to also acknowledge the other side of the coin.
You mean the potential risks and challenges associated with data unification?
Yeah. Exactly. With great power comes great responsibility, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We need to be mindful of the ethical considerations surrounding data unification.
Yeah.
After all, we're dealing with people's personal information, and it's crucial that we handle it with care and respect.
So it's not just about collecting and analyzing data.
Mm.
It's about doing it in a way that's transparent, responsible, and aligned with our values.
Precisely. We need to ensure that we're not using data in ways that could harm individuals or violate their privacy.
Right.
It's a complex topic that deserves its own deep dive, but it's something we need to be conscious of
that's
as we explore the power of Data Cloud.
I completely agree, and I think that's a great segue into the final part of our deep dive.
Indeed, in the next part, we'll delve into those ethical considerations and explore how businesses can strike a balance between personalization and privacy.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of our Salesforce Data Cloud deep dive. Welcome back. So as promised, we're wrapping up our Data Cloud deep dive by tackling that that big question that came up earlier, like what are the responsibilities that come with all this power?
Yeah, it's essential to talk about this because Data Cloud, like any powerful tool, you know, can be used in ways that are helpful or, well, not so helpful.
Right.
It all comes down to how businesses choose to wield it.
And I think this goes beyond just following like the letter of the law when it comes to data privacy.
Mm-hmm.
It's about building trust with customers.
You're absolutely right. If people feel like their data is being misused or exploited, that trust just evaporates. And once it's gone, it's really hard to get back.
So how can businesses walk that line, like using data to create these personalized experiences, but doing so in a way that's ethical and respects customers' privacy?
I think transparency is key.
Good.
Businesses need to be upfront with customers about what data they're collecting, how they're using it, and what choices customers have.
So no more hiding behind vague terms of service or burying privacy policies in the fine print.
Exactly. It's about empowering customers to make informed decisions about their data.
Right.
Do they want to receive personalized recommendations?
Yeah.
Do they want their browsing history used to tailor ads? Give them clear options and control?
And it's not just about being transparent, like, externally with customers, right?
Right.
Internal data governance is crucial as well.
Absolutely. Businesses need to have clear policies and procedures in place for how they collect, store, and use data.
Right.
Who has access to what information?
Yeah.
What are the safeguards against misuse or breaches? These are all critical questions.
It sounds like building a culture of data responsibility is just as important as the technology itself.
100%. Right. And that culture starts from the top down.
Yeah.
Leadership needs to set the tone and make it clear that ethical data handling is a non-negotiable priority.
It's fascinating to me how this conversation keeps circling back to the human element.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, we're talking about technology and data, but ultimately, it's about how we treat people.
Well said, data, especially when it's unified and provides that holistic view of a person, is inherently personal.
Right.
It reflects their choices, their preferences, their lives. We can't forget that.
That's such an important reminder as we wrap up this deep dive. I want to leave our listeners with this thought. The future of data is not just about what's technologically possible. It's about what's ethically responsible.
I couldn't agree more. And that's a conversation we all need to be part of as businesses, as consumers, and as citizens.
Well said. Thanks for joining us on this journey into the world of Salesforce Data Cloud.
Of course.
We've explored its capabilities, its potential, and its challenges. Now it's up to all of us to shape how this technology is used to create a better future.